If you take a look at the history of baseball, there's an important part that has been long overlooked. It's the Negro Leagues, because between 1920 and 1950, about 2,600 players competed in the six Negro Leagues. Now only 41 of them remain. And Fay Vincent, the former commissioner of Major League Baseball, was with us, and he talked about the importance of Negro League baseball.
Well, they kept baseball alive in that community during a very difficult time up until and after World War II, when Jackie and Larry Doby changed things with Branch Rickey and Bill Veeck. Had it not been for those guys who suffered, got very little attention, we wouldn't have had Henry Aaron, we wouldn't have had Willie Mays. But think of the ones we missed. I mean, Buck will tell you the greatest player in the Negro League history wasn't Satchel, and it probably wasn't Josh Gibson. It was a guy named Oscar Charleston, most people have never heard of, and Buck will say he was the greatest player, and he only played into the 30s, and we never had a chance to see him. So they provided a great service. They've been overlooked. Baseball has not done well by them, and it's one of the great tragedies of our history.
The Buck that the commissioner was talking about was Buck O'Neill, the former Negro League player, manager, and now the chairman of the Negro League Baseball Museum in Kansas City. 12 years in the Negro Leagues at first base, starting off with the Memphis Red Sox and then 11 with the Kansas City Monarchs. He went on to the Negro League World Series in 42 and 46 with the Monarchs, and then he also became the first African-American to coach in the majors, and Buck O'Neill joins us on Sports Byline. Buck, nice to have you back with us. When we talk about the history of the Negro Leagues, what did it mean to baseball overall?
Oh, just about everything. Everything. It was actually, it was a time in our country when segregation was legal, and this is why the Negro Leagues. But actually, we shouldn't have had a Negro League just because we couldn't play in the major leagues. This is why we organized the Negro Leagues. But actually, I don't know why we shouldn't have been in the major leagues.
What is the history of baseball and the African American? Where did it take roots? What was the importance to the community and to the culture?
Oh, well, and oh, man, that the black culture, that Negro Leagues was something. It was actually quite an event. It was not only sports, it was a social event. Uh-huh. And, you know, when actually the influx of blacks in World War One, when they first came up to work in the factories, then they organized the Negro Leagues, and the people played. And then coming up with World War II, same thing. And actually, the Negro League was just about everything. Because just say Washington, D.C., at the people that's coming up from the South, some of them was more or less, a lot of them was illiterate, coming out off of the cotton fields and all. And in Washington, D.C., the black bourgeois, well, and these people couldn't hang with them. So, but they knew baseball, so that was the Pittsburgh Crawfords, the Homestead Grays, Baltimore Eli Johns, Newark Eagles. Well, they just flocked to these ball games, New York Black Yankees. And, oh, it was quite a sight, and you should have seen them. Everybody looked good.
You know, I was just going to ask you, it was as important from an athletic standpoint as it was from a social standpoint, wasn't it, Buck?
That's right. That's right.
Can you explain why the importance of baseball socially?
Yeah, well, actually, it was people getting together. People getting together. It was a social affair. And it wasn't too many places that the black folk could go to enjoy themselves other than church. And maybe church and jazz. So they just flocked to the baseball park.
It's interesting you bring up the church because I know I have talked to a number of players from time to time, and they indicated that their first exposure to was baseball was after church. Mudcat Grant was with us recently, and I talked to him about the fact that I was driving through Florida one day, and I looked over to my right, and off the highway was this church, and behind the church was a baseball field. And he said, that's what we used to do. We'd go to church, and then we'd all get together and bring fried chicken and play a little baseball after church.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and actually, during that era, most churches now, this is semi-pro, you know, just all towns had baseball, but they had church leagues. They had church leagues, the Methodists against the Baptists.
And one had to get out of the country, right? Tell me how old you were the first time you saw baseball as a kid.
First time I saw baseball as a kid, well, I must have been 9 or 10 years old. See, my father was a baseball player. My father played baseball on a sawmill team, and they played the different sawmills in the different little towns. And what I would do, I always had good hands. I could catch the ball, and I was the bad boy. The men would throw me the ball, and I would catch the ball. I was a natural ham, you know. I would show out. And they would throw me nickels and dimes. Yeah, I'd say, well, then this is good. I really enjoyed that. And then from then, after I got into elementary school, I started playing a little better band of baseball.
What do you think was the reason why African Americans kind of moved toward baseball? What was it about that sport that really grabbed? Was it the only sport that was kind of available and in the forefront of our thought at that time?
That's right, and it was, and it was a way to compete and show off your talent. And during that time, that football, basketball wasn't that popular. Because they actually, well, and the most of them couldn't afford a football, see, the equipment and all that. But in baseball, all you needed was some jeans, overalls, and go out and play baseball.
What about the barnstorming teams of Negro League players? They used to play against the white players, including people like Babe Ruth. What was that like?
It was outstanding, really. It was outstanding because actually, you know, we won the majority of the ball game that we played the major leagues. That Babe Ruth All Stars against the Satchel Paige All Stars, Bobby Feller All Stars, Satchel Paige All Stars, and said Dizzy Dean All Stars, Satchel Paige All Stars. Now, we won the majority of the ball game, but not that we were better than the major leaguers. But what actually happened is the, you know, the world said the best baseball in the world was Major League Baseball. And we wanted to prove a point that they weren't superior because they were Major Leagues and we weren't inferior because we were Negro Leagues. So we stretched that single into a double, double into a triple. We stole home. We did these things. See, Jackie Robinson took Negro League Baseball to the Major Leagues. That was Negro League Baseball. Fast, quick, lot of action.
How old were you the first time you played a ball game?
First time I played a ball game, what do you mean, professionally?
Yes, professionally.
Professionally? Well, then I'm with the Memphis Red Sox, 1937.
And how old were you at that time, Buck?
I got to be about 23.
But a lot of people started when they were a lot younger than that, didn't they?
Yeah, well, I could have played when I was younger than that. I was good enough. But what happened is it was supply and demand. That was the same thing in Major League, supply and demand. That's why guys doing my era would probably stay in the minor leagues 10 years. Because, well, it was for everybody played baseball, and there were so many great baseball players in the major leagues. You had only 16 ball clubs, same thing Negro Leagues. You had only 16 ball clubs, because when I left the Miami Giants to come to play in Negro League baseball, they had 5 guys on that ball club could have played in the Negro Leagues, but it just wasn't in the room for them.
Hold hold on just a second. Buck O'Neill, one of the real treasures of the sport of baseball, and he is currently the chairman of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. And by the way, that is in Kansas City. If you are in that area, I recommend that you go see a wonderful part of the history of baseball. We'll continue talking about the Negro Leagues as we continue across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, the Internet, Sirius Satellite Radio. We've got you on Sports Byline.